We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordana and Paul on a Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. I know this is not a funny subject. This is deadly serious, talking about what's happening with romaine lettuce. But my sister, my dear sister, who's nine
Uh-oh.
Years younger.
She's sending memes?
She's sending memes. and I have to share two of these. One of them says, if you really believe the media is fake news, now is the time. Now is your chance to prove it. Eat all the lettuce.
Yes, do that. Do
the
that.
Other thing she
no,
said,
don't do that.
No,
if
don't,
you believe the media is fake.
It's a joke. We're not
it's
actually telling
joke,
people to do
yes.
that. Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
The other one,
get
right now, chocolate.
Get us in trouble.
Right now, chocolate is good for you, and romaine lettuce can kill you. I've been training my whole life for this moment.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just thought that was, anyway. No,
well,
it's not
obviously
a
we're
matter.
Talking about the CDC says that 32 people in 11 states have been sickened by a dangerous type of E. coli linked to romaine. It's hospitalized. The outbreak has hospitalized 13 people, including one who developed kidney failure. Now, right now, we don't have any cases reported in Minnesota, but
Wisconsin
this is,
had one.
Okay,
yep.
Wisconsin. This is pretty bad.
And here's a quote. Again, it's fairly draconian, the wording and the scope of this from the CDC. This is the most drastic thing I have ever heard come out of the CDC in a decade. According to Ryan Osterholm, an attorney with Pritzker Hagman Law Firm in Minneapolis, it's like saying, don't eat beef. This lettuce is one of the most consumed products in America. And joining us is Ryan Osterholm.
Hi, Ryan.
We appreciate you taking some time, Ryan. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for having me.
Normally, when we hear about these recalls, it's, you know, Happy Farms lettuce from this date to this date with this serial number is bad. I mean, I'm reading, don't eat any romaine lettuce ever.
And you'd be reading that correctly. I mean, and, you know, the quote you read, I mean, it is. It's just a drastic thing. We've never really heard this kind of language come out of CDC and FDA, and really Public Health Canada is echoing the same thing. Just don't eat romaine lettuce. And so, you know, it could mean a couple things. You know, we don't really know yet which direction this is going to go. But, you know, I think that we will have some more specific information in the near future and kind of some of the products will be cleared. But at this point, you know, it's just this could go a couple different directions.
Does this imply, again, by the CDC's wording of this alert, that this may get bigger, it may get worse, it may impact more Americans, that they don't really have a handle on this?
Well, I think so. And really, you know, they wouldn't, I mean, obviously, I think we all agree this was a drastic measure. I mean, you know, this is affecting, you know, almost every consumer and many, 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 you know, different businesses. And so obviously they were concerned that there was an ongoing threat and that there are more cases. There's generally a little bit of a lag time between the time that people get sick or more probably the time that they're exposed and then they get sick and then it gets reported and then it kind of makes its way to CDC. That could be about 2 weeks. And so I think that they're extrapolating that, you know, hey, we're seeing cases happening right now every day. We got a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to nip this in the bud. And so, I mean, from a public health standpoint, you know, it's the prudent thing to do. I don't fault them for that. You know, what I think that we could, you know, that we need to improve on is really traceability. You know, there's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of people who are sick. You know, we should be able to figure this out. Interestingly, though, about this, and this has kind of more come out today and late yesterday, they actually do something called whole genome sequencing on this E. coli, where the actual DNA of the E. coli can be tested. And so we know pretty certainly which people are part of this outbreak and which people are not part of this outbreak. And more importantly, the DNA of this E. coli is matching outbreaks from last year around this time where Canada was able to trace it to romaine CDC was only able to trace it to what we called leafy greens. They weren't really sure, but we never kind of found the smoking gun. We never found the farm where this came from, because it came from some farm or some, you know, growing region. And so, you know, really, this is the same outbreak that happened last year. So, mm-hmm.
And that outbreak killed a few people.
That's a heck of a
coincidence. Five people died after that.
It did. And this is different than the Yuma outbreak that happened in the spring. This was one that was more under the radar because we didn't, you know, people like me knew about it, but the general public didn't because, you know, there wasn't really a recall. No one really knew. But, you know, that should be enough information. You know, one of the big takeaways here, and I'm actually pretty excited, there's some new people over at FDA that are actually coming from Walmart food safety that, you know, you wouldn't guess it, but actually Walmart's one of the leaders in food safety as the biggest grocer in America.
That makes sense.
I mean, they just have a vested interest in it. I mean, it makes, you know, this is a lot of money on the line. But really, these folks over at FDA are trying to implement, and really industry, I think, is really what we call blockchain. You know, and you hear that term with like Bitcoin, but it doesn't really apply here. But really what it means is we need to get a way better handle on, you know, being able to trace this stuff. You know, if you buy a bag of lettuce at Cub, you know, there's really no reason why we shouldn't be able to trace this to find out where this lettuce was grown in a very, very short amount of time. And it's pretty clear that we're not able to do that right now.
We should mention, too, E. coli infection can cause nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, diarrhea, fever, kidney failure, and even death. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ryan, is that washing the romaine lettuce will not get rid of it, that it's actually embedded in the leaves themselves.
Right, and it's kind of, you know, in the water, in the leaves, it's washing it is not real effective. You know, I'd still recommend it, but, you know, it's certainly not going to prevent it. In terms of the seriousness of E. coli 0157, you know, this is not like the 24-hour flu, the stomach bug that people talk about, which is really probably norovirus. I mean, this is something where, you know, you are very, very likely going to end up in the hospital. And this kidney failure, it's called HUS, or hemolytic uremic syndrome, usually affects kids, and it's very, very serious, and really, you know, a small but healthy percentage of kids who get this end up dying. And that's really, I think, what we're very worried about and what CDC is really worried about.
Could this be foul play? Because it's my understanding that E. coli comes from, you know, somebody didn't wash their hands after they went to the bathroom, and you get a little bit of an outbreak. I guess it multiplies a little, but this is so widespread, and washing the lettuce won't help. I mean, is there something nefarious about this, Ryan?
You know, I would say, you know, there's always a chance, but here's why I don't think it is, because we've got these genetic matches to these outbreaks the last 2 years around the same time. So what that tells me is that, look, there's just some farm or some growing area that's got a problem that, you know, E. coli is endemic in their area, whether they've got a cattle operation or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really growing regions kind of have seasons. You know, you harvest around the same time and, or, you know, maybe twice a year. And so, you know, I think this is just really more negligence than anyone trying to do anything.
Got it.
Last question here. Ryan, I remember decades ago, it was ground beef. It was the meat that seemed to be the source of a lot of these E. coli infections. In recent years, it's been more produce. Why the shift?
Well, two reasons, I think. You know, one is I think that we're eating a lot more produce, you know, as Americans, you know, and it's really available year-round now, and we have these kind of massive operations of, you know, trading off between growing areas. So we have, you know, I mean, if you think about it, we can get pretty much any produce item in Minnesota in the middle of January. That's pretty amazing when you think about it, you know, so there's a lot more growing areas involved. And that's part of it. Secondly, ground beef is actually one of the greatest public health victories, you know, that I can think of in terms of safety. And the reason is that the USDA declared E. coli in ground beef an adulterant. And that means that, you know, 20 years ago, you used to be able to have some levels of E. coli in ground beef, and they'd say, well,
really?
That's okay, they're going to cook it. And they, you know, the industry fought that very, very hard. I mean, they sued them. They went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they said, yeah, they have the right to do this, declare this an adulterant. So if you find any E. coli in ground beef now, you have to automatic recall. It's coming off the shelf no matter what, no matter how little it is. And really, our ground beef supply is the safest it's ever been. You know, it is really, really a public health victory. And it's because of this policy. Basically, they said, look, you got to clean up your act, or you're not going to be able to sell this. And they did.
Hey, 20 seconds. Why you specialize? You're an attorney specializing in foodborne illnesses, which seems like a niche within a niche. Obviously, a day like today, badly needed. But why did you choose this path, Ryan?
Well, you know, I actually, right out of law school, I got, you know, I was exposed to a firm in Seattle that did this. And then my firm, Pritzker Hegman, is one of the only firms in the country. But I guess you could say it's in my blood a little bit. My dad is actually an epidemiologist, Mike Osterholm. So I've kind of been born and raised with epidemiology. I didn't really want to go right into that, but you know, tried the law thing and it kind of just sucked me back in. So here I am specializing in foodborne illness law all across the country.
And well, Ryan, just to be clear, we're, by the way, we love your dad. Love having him on the show. Mm-hmm. And you too now. You too. People are asking, what about organic? What about the Revel Greenhouse from Medford, Minnesota? Is this a ban on all romaine, just to be safe?
Well, you know, it's not technically a ban.
Okay.
You know, they're just recommending that you don't serve this. I can tell you that, you know, the greenhouse raised produce is actually, in my opinion, much, much safer. You have very, very little chance of kind of animal exposure and in fecal contamination. You know, we don't know. You know, I hate to give it a seal of approval because I haven't seen the data. I don't know. But I can tell you that if I was forced to eat romaine right now, I'd feel much, much better about eating something like that.
Okay.
All right.
Ryan Osterholm, great to talk with you. Thanks for coming
on the
show.
That was illuminating.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. And, you know, it'll be an interesting week or two coming up, to, you know, as we learn more.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Take care.
And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, people are having big meals. Everyone's planning something. Not that romaine lettuce is a staple of your Thanksgiving dinner. But
what about my Caesar salad?
Are you changing?
I can't get my Caesar salad this year,
Georgina. Are you changing your menu and altering things now that this recall or this moratorium, he said it wasn't a ban, really.
So this is how you know if your mother-in-law really does not like you.
Uh-oh.
If she serves you a big salad with romaine lettuce, it's a tip-off. Get up, excuse yourself, run.
Did you change your menu because of this recall? What are you substituting instead? Let's talk a little food, right? Let's lighten things up after this E. coli stuff. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. What's your substitute for romaine after the break?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.